I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
My dear viewers of Madani channel, you're watching I Love
Islam.
Alhamdulillah, this is kids' educational program. In this program, as those kids who watch this program regularly, you're fully aware, in this program, we have quiz of the day. We have My Islam. Did you know Islamic heroes, harmful habits, sunnah and manners? And alhamdulillah, in the program we are joined by some kids in the studio as well. Like always, we've got some wonderful topics that we'll be discussing today, inshallah. But before we do anything else, let's quickly see who has joined us in the studio. Hassan, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Hassan?
Alhamdulillah.
Mashallah. Okay. It's Baba Ali. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you doing, Ali? You okay?
Alhamdulillah, I'm okay.
Well, I'm just thinking, I was going to ask you, I will need you to be more lively and with more energy today because I want you to wake your next door neighbor up as well. But it looks like you're half asleep yourself.
Okay, I'll try to be more energetic.
MashaAllah. Next to him, we have Nomar Raza. How are you doing? You okay?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine.
Let's start off with the quiz of the day.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, it's time for the quiz of the day. Come on then, let's see what's the question for today. The question is, are we ready, everyone? Where is blessed shrine of Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu? Subhanallah. It's a bit challenging one today. It is, isn't it? Do you think you know the answer?
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out. Let's see who knows the correct answer. Where is the blessed shrine of Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the honorable uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Very great personality, a sahabi of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he's also the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Very great personality, subhanallah. Sayyiduna Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where is the blessed shrine? What does that mean? It means where is his blessed grave? Where is his resting place? It's got a beautiful name and so many people go and visit that place as well. Subhanallah. It's where the hearts are connected. Subhanallah. Right, boys, it's time for us to move on to our first segment of the day. It's My Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, My Islam. Alhamdulillah, this is the time where we get a chance to learn about so many beautiful things about our religion. And today, we've got a lovely topic. Something amazing. Something that we should be, it's like an action point. Something we need to do. Before we get going with the topic, before we start reading, before we start doing anything, let's quickly go to the boys and let's get them to guess the topic. Come on then. It's an Islamic topic.
Give us some clues.
I have to mention that every time because I don't want kids to go wild and just go.
Daily life routine.
It's connected with that.
Give us a clue.
It's connected.
What's the clue?
How much letters are there?
It's three words.
Give us a clue.
And all of them words you've heard them before.
Okay.
They're easy words.
DLR. Daily life routine.
Or one of the words that Ali said in the thingy.
Do you know what RIP stands for?
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Well, today, we're not going to talk about rest in peace. We're going to talk about RIB.
Rest in something.
I didn't say it.
Rest in bus.
I didn't say it's that word. You.
Rest in a bus.
Rest in a bus. Come on, Ali. Rest in bed.
Rest in bed.
Rest in bed. By the way, I didn't say the word. First word is rest.
Yeah, but it could be.
I didn't agree to that. Okay. It could be and it could not
it
be. It's not. Let's make it hard for you. It's not. R-I-B.
Rest in blessings.
Okay, then let me make it slightly easy for you. I know the kids are struggling today. Ali's not struggling.
Close your ears.
Please just tell us.
Ali, close your ears.
What's worse than struggling?
Ali, close his ears and then he can tell us too, because he obviously.
Ali, close his ears. I've got a button there. Switch the button, press the button, close. He's getting close. What's going on? It's getting scary now. Ali, is that you? Is it a robot? The second word is Islamic.
Islamic beliefs.
The
first word starts with R. Second word is Islamic. Third word starts with letter B.
Is the last word belief?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Wait, is it?
But it's not the answer.
You know the words starting with R and B? What are they to do with, like?
It's to do with Arab, English.
That's the worst clue ever.
That's the only way I could describe Ali's mind at the moment. Uh-huh. Ali's mind is just gone confused.
That is not true. It's not true.
What could it be?
Rest in bed.
Okay, it's not rest.
Rest in bed.
Trying to wake you up. We started the program, started the discussion today. To wake people up, not put them back in bed.
Not to get them to rest in the bed.
We want to get them up.
Blessings.
Can you just give us another clue?
How many clues you want?
Another hint, please.
Okay, then the first word. First word starts with which letter?
R.
R. And ends with G.
Ruling.
Ooh. Not really. That.
How much like letters are
and when
there
I introduced the challenge to you, I actually
rulings
said that word
in
as well.
Bed. Rulings, ruling in bed.
At the beginning, ruling in bed. What's
ruling,
going on?
Ruling, Islamic bed.
I just to make things
bed.
Easy for you. We're not talking about bed today.
How much letters?
Rulings
does the,
Islamic.
How bed. Much letters?
Bed.
Does
it's not bed.
Rulings
how much,
Islamic.
How much
I
letters?
Mean, the more we give Ali a chance to think, I think he's gonna fall in the bed.
How much letters does the word have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Recognizing.
And there's a clue on your table. Ooh, come on, boys. What could it be?
Is the last word
by? We're getting close now. Come on, boys.
Resting.
I didn't say it's not resting.
Rulings of biography.
The biography, is that the last
biography
word?
Of the Blessed Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah.
Is that right?
That's not the topic.
You said a clue is on our table then.
It is. The clue was is on the table.
Books.
Close.
What?
The last word, you got it right.
Book. I got book right?
Yes.
Okay, so.
Rulings of
okay,
rulings
Islamic.
In rulings
so the
in
last
book.
Two words? Last two words?
Islamic book.
Yes. Islamic books.
Islamic
mess. What was the
mess?
No, what was the first
thing? Mess doesn't start with S.
Ruling in Islamic. Ruling.
Mess doesn't start with S.
Ruling.
No.
Is the word. Or
quickly now, we need to get more one now. Come on.
Laws
it's taking too long.
Reading Islamic books.
Reading Islamic books. That's the topic for today. Subhanallah. MashaAllah. Today, we will be talking about the importance of reading Islamic books. Subhanallah, on my desk here, we've got a beautiful Quranic translation in the English language, mashallah, the clear criterion. On this side, alhamdulillah, I have Miftahul Ihsan fi Tafsir al-Quran, another beautiful Quran translation and a commentary. Subhanallah, beautiful, mashallah. In this, also on my desk, I have another beautiful book. Inshallah, we'll be discussing that shortly. Inshallah, we'll disclose that. But I'm going to ask the kids a quick question again. Okay. Can you please tell me, on my desk, how many books do I have?
You have...
Quickly.
Three.
Raise your hand. You can't change the number then. No. Raise your hand. You can only say it once.
Is there a book behind that?
Six.
Let me count. One, two. There's something behind the scene here. MashaAllah. Three.
Four. Five. Six.
Subhanallah. And which book do we have? Can someone read the title for me?
The Sublime Biography of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
The Sublime Biography of the Final Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Subhanallah. Well done, boys. Mashallah. Who is seeing this book for the first time?
I think I've seen it once or twice before.
Cool, let's do a challenge. Okay, I'm going to tell you to open a page number. Just hold on. Let me find one first. Okay. So I want to find page 117 and tell me what's the title. You have to raise your hand. Whoever finds it first, you have to raise your hand.
There's no page 117.
He found it.
Oh, he's found it. Hassan's found it.
Merciful Behavior of the Beloved Prophet.
Subhanallah. This is about the mercy of Rasulullah. Come on then, can we close it again? Are we ready?
Yeah.
Can tell me what's the title on page 36? You have to raise your hands.
First business trip to the 11th Sham.
To Syria. Yes, subhanallah. One more, are we ready?
Yeah.
Are we ready? Can you tell me what's the title on page number 131? You have to raise your hand, not your voice. Quickly.
5, 4, 3, blessed attributes and appearance of the Holy Prophet. Subhanallah.
That was a good challenge. Well done, boys. And we got another kid who's joined us. It's Hashim who's just joined us. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
How are you doing, Hashim?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good.
MashaAllah. Today's topic is, again, can you say it nice and loud? Reading Islamic books. Alhamdulillah, today, inshallah, we're here to discuss the importance of reading Islamic books. Now, the book that we've got, the kids got in front of them, this book here, what's the theme? What is it about?
The life of the Holy Prophet.
When we say blessed life of Rasulullah. It's about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in this book, we learn about some important facts about the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In this book, we learn about the key events that took place. Ali, by when are you going to complete this book? All of you and the kids out there, all of you got a challenge to read this beautiful book called The Sublime Biography of the Final Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You can buy this from Maktabatul Madina bookshop. You can download this online as well. But I would prefer you to buy the book, have this with you. And those who are in the surrounding of Oldham, let us know if anyone wants to read the book. Send us your address. Inshallah, we'll try to get this book to you. Inshallah. Right. By when?
I'll complete reading this book by 3 days.
3 days? Wow.
No, three to five days.
You said two as well, didn't you?
No, six.
5 and 2 is 7. I'll give you up to next week.
No, that's too much. 3 to 5 days. So 3 or 5 days. It's take me in between that.
Well, I want to ask you next Sunday. You can read it one day if you want. I'm not stopping you. Let's see what Hashim says now. Hashim had plenty of time to think.
You have to do that.
Let's see what's inside Hashim's brain.
You can completely easily
1 to 2.
Excuse me, it's Hashim's turn. No, but remember this, there's a rule. Everyone needs to understand this rule. If you're talking when it's someone else's turn, that's called being rude. That's not a nice thing to do. Okay, so we need to learn how to talk. Come on.
Well, 1 to 2 weeks.
1 to 2 weeks. How about you, Kareem? It's entirely up to you.
Sure.
I want to ask you, inshallah, if I remember this book, when you're reading it, remember this. When you're reading this book, well, you know what I mean? Whenever you open the book, when you read this book, it means you're spending that moment in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. That's a beautiful time, isn't it? Wow. You're connecting now with the Islamic history. You're learning about the blessed seerah. You're learning about the blessed life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. That's a beautiful thing to do. That's the best thing that we can do. Subhanallah. So please take this on challenge. Let's see how quickly you can read this book. For next week, inshallah, I think some kids have already started. Let's read a kalam, then we get back to the reading. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim akhtami Maki madani ya khatam rusul Maki madani konan mein tum sa koi nahi ya khatam rusul akhtam rusul Maki madani konan mein tum sa koi nahi la koi nahi ya khatam rusul ye shaan tumhari hai aqa ye shaan tumhari hai Bari par punch ऊंचे हो तुम अर्श बड़ी पर पहुंचे हो जीशान नबी है सबने के जीशान नबी है सब लेकिन मेराज का दूल्हा कोई नहीं वल्ला कोई नहीं आखत में रसूल मक्की मदनी आखत में रसूल मक्की मदनी कौन न में तुम सा कोई नहीं वल्ला कोई नहीं
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم سبحان الله it's a beautiful kalam well recited by Nomar Raza and everyone joined in it was beautiful mashallah it's time for the segment did you know
I love Islam I love Islam I love Islam
Welcome to our segment, Did You Know? This is the time where we get a chance to learn about some great facts about Islam. And today, we're going to be talking about something. But before we do that, let's quickly turn to the kids and get them to guess the topic. It's an incident in the Islamic history.
The conquest of Mecca.
And it's mentioned in this book as well.
The birth of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
No.
The blessing childhood.
The childhood. No.
I'm going to read everything from the contents page. Where's it?
It's one of the battles. This incident took place on 15th of Shawwal. It's a very famous incident that took place and it happened in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. So this place is where? In Madina Sharif.
Masjid al-Quba.
It's not about Masjid al-Quba. In this battle, there was a lot of loss for the Muslims as well.
Okay, Battle of Uhud.
The Battle of?
Uhud.
SubhanAllah, you got it right. Well done, Hassan. MashaAllah, you can have 5 extra points. MashaAllah, Ali's busy looking for the title. What's the title, Ali? Let's see who's paying attention.
The Battle of Uhud.
What's the title?
The Battle of Uhud.
The Battle of Uhud.
Yes. So let's quickly learn some important things that happened. In Battle of Uhud. Obviously, it's a very detailed topic. Today, we're talking about the Battle of Uhud. And I'm going to share with you some facts regarding this. Although it's a detailed topic. And in fact, that's a good idea. And whilst I'm discussing this, I want the kids to find me the page number where this topic is being discussed. Then raise your hand. Don't shout the answer out, please. So raise your hand. And let's see who gets the topic first. So the Battle of Uhud took place on 15th of Shawwal. And in this blessed book, this topic is mentioned, there's a story about this event. And someone didn't have a hand up, but he's put his hand down quickly. Come on, hand.
93.
Are you sure?
I'm on the page right now.
I'm on the page right now.
Let me see.
No, it's just 90.
Yes.
90?
It's 90.
It is. 93. It is 93.
93.
It's page 93. So if anyone wants to read about this incident, what happened in the Battle of Uhud, it's in page 93 of this blessed book here.
It's on page 90.
It starts off page 90.
The
story starts from
page 90.
The background or history starts from page 90.
So which one are we reading?
So you read all. Read all. So leave them few pages. When you hear, and let me share with you some facts about this battle that took place. In this battle, Muslims were around 700. I want to mention some facts and I'm going to ask you some questions. Make sure you know the figures. So with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, there were around 700 Sahaba ikram. On the other side, there were around 3,000 enemies. So there were around 3,000 enemies there. How many Muslims were martyred? Muslims were martyred, they were made shaheed. How many? They were around 70. They were around 70 or just less than 70. From them, 70 Sahaba ikram were martyred. May Allah Ta'ala shower immense mercy upon their resting place. From them 70, four of them were Muhajirun. They were
Muhajirun.
They are known as Muhajir companions. And 66 of them were Ansar. So if you look at this, if you look at the balance, the Muslims were so less in number. And also they had less weapons of that time. Okay, whatever the weapons were at that time, the swords, whatever it was, they had less. They had less horses, less shields, etc. compared to the enemies. They were less in number. In this battle, if you look at the enemies, they had 200 horses, 3,000 camels, and 15 ladies were assisting them in the battle as well. Now, in this incident, where these great, great companions were martyred, from them, there was one great leader of the Muslims, who is known as, well, I'm going to ask you the question as well about this personality, but later on.
Can I ask you
a question? Later on. One great leader passed away as well. Is who that leader was, inshallah, we'll be discussing that slightly later. Slightly later, yeah. I don't want to disclose the name yet.
I know, I just want to ask a question.
Don't mention the name though.
Yeah, I just want to ask a question
of the day.
You know, like the women, were they fighting as well?
They were part of the team as well, yeah.
So, did any of them die? Like, they just like.
Not aware. But these are some facts I've shared with you. Yeah, now, the question, the main thing to keep in mind, around 70 Sahaba ikram were martyred. So, it was a small thing. And remember, this was an early time, and there wasn't many Sahaba ikram at that time. So, it was like, you know, it was like a big hit. But although the Muslims, you know, fought really hard, they would give their everything away. And there's one incident that took place in there as well. There's a lot of things to talk about. But the main thing to keep in mind is this was a battle in which one of the honorable companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is known as Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he got martyred as well. He took part in the battle and he was right in the middle of the mix of the battle, and in that heated moment, he passed away as well. Now back to boys. Now, can you tell me when did the Battle of Uhud take place? Put your hand up, Hashim. 15th of Shawwal. How many Muslims were martyred in this battle?
Around 70.
From them, how many are Muhajir? Asad.
Four.
Well done. You remembered. How many, as the 66 are others, what are they?
Ansar.
Mashallah. Well done. Mashallah. And how many Muslims were there? How many Sahaba were there?
700
Sahaba ikram. And how many enemies were there?
3,000.
MashaAllah, well done. You remembered some facts from the Battle of Uhud. Those who want to learn more about this battle, those who want to know what happened, how did it start, what actually happened, read that from page number
90.
Please read that from here, inshallah. So that's this for this. Now time for us to move on to our next segment. What is it called?
Islamic heroes.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Welcome to our segment, Islamic Heroes. I hope the kids have guessed what's the topic today. Which great personality are we going to talk about? And to make things hard for them, this great personality is known for something. He's known for many things. He's known for his bravery and his many titles. But one title that I've got in my mind, I want these kids to guess that title of this personality. First, let's see if they know what the personality we're going to talk about. Hashim, what do you think?
I don't know.
Yes, that's a very good answer.
is it?
Everyone starts with what's going on?
Can I guess two?
One. 3.
Khalid bin Walid.
Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, a great leader of the Muslims. Well, that's not the topic. Come on.
Sayyidina Abbas
radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, subhanallah, mashallah. Good try.
I remember you said it was linked to the question of the day, but I forgot the name from the question of the day.
Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, subhanallah, you got it correct. Today we're going to talk about one great title of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You can read from the book if you want. Come on, yeah, you might be able to find it.
Where is the page of Sayyidina Amir?
That's for you to
the context.
That's for you to
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
I think we'll be here for a year like this.
Yeah, after the passing of his parents.
He's not a parent, man.
There's three main titles that Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala is known as. Is famously known for. Can okay, which companion is famously known as Asadullah, the Lion of Allah?
Sayyidina Ali.
Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala.
May Allah be pleased with him.
Subhanallah. So Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is known as Asadullah. But also Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also known as the Lion of Allah and Lion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So this shows Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very famous and very brave. He had a lot of courage. He had so much strength. He was known for his strength. And he was someone who fought with such bravery. He's known as Asadullah. That's one of the titles. Come on, two more famous titles of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
Can you tell us what page it
is? It's 148. It's family of the Prophet is on 148.
I'm not sure if it's there, by the way. Why is these kids are still looking for the answer? Remember, they've got two more titles they need to find. Okay, we've mentioned Asadullah. And they need to find two more famous titles of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, why is they doing that? We're going to move on to our next segment of the day, Sunnah and Manners.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.
Welcome to our segment, Sunnah and Manners. Before we do that, let's see, have you got the answer then?
No.
Okay, then let me tell you. Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu is famously known as the governor of Medina. Amir means leader.
Oh, Amir means leader.
So it's going to be on
his name is Hamza.
Here.
Hamza, by the way, Hamza, the word Hamza also means lion.
Lion, yeah.
Okay? The word lion, Asad means lion.
And
Hamza also means lion. In English, we say lion. But in Arabic, depending on the positioning of the lion, or what the lion is doing, yeah. It has in Arabic they have different names depending on if lion is just there normal or if it's about to pounce now,
so what is
if it's attacking, it has different names.
Different
names. Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu is known as the governor of
Medina.
And also he's known as Sayyidul Shuhada. He's known as the leader of martyrs. Yeah. Subhanallah. These are three famous titles of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Right now, we're in the segment Sunnah and
Manners.
In this segment, we're going to be talking about something that just happens. It happens on a daily basis. What happens? It happens daily.
So,
something that we don't plan it.
We go to sleep.
It's part of daily life.
We go to our bed.
It might not happen every day.
We read in the mosque.
No. It's something part of like natural human being. It's something we do.
Yawning.
That's close.
Yawning.
I did it. Coughing.
Close.
Sneezing.
What?
Actually, all right.
Today we're going to talk about
sneezing.
Oh, when does a person sneeze?
When it's high, runny nose.
When it's ill.
It just happens.
It just happens.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, sometimes when you have a tickle here in the nostril, maybe something something you got to stop or something. Now people have different ways of sneezing. Some people scream, make a loud noise. Some people make a less loud noise.
Oh, I know.
What is part of life? And next time, I want you to do a challenge. Next time when you sneeze, I want you to keep your eyes open. Don't let your eyes blink.
How are you meant to do that?
That's for you to work out. That's your challenge. Let's see if you can. Look, when you blink your eyes, you're blinking at you. When you're sneezing, actual sneezing part, I want you to not blink. You can blink now if you want, but not that time.
That is impossible.
Why?
You can't. When you sneeze, you close your eyes.
But you could do this. You could do this.
Do you sneeze with your eyes? Come on. What's going on? So can someone tell me some of the manners of sneezing? How should someone sneeze? When someone sneezes, what happens?
Sometimes
something comes out.
No.
Sometimes
bacteria.
Some saliva comes out. Don't say if they sneeze nice and loud. When you sneeze, you cover your mouth and try to reduce the sound. Don't make too much sound. Don't do it extra.
That's all I was going to say.
Don't do extra yourself, okay? If the sneeze comes, let that sneeze come. Sneezing, obviously, it comes as well. It's part of life. But you need to, there's manners of sneezing. So once, as soon as you sneeze, so you say, you sneezed, what do you need to say?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So can you say it again, Hashim? Nice and loud.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes. When you sneeze, what do you say?
Alhamdulillah.
Yes. It is from the manners in Islam. It's from the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to say, Alhamdulillah. Now, if you sneezed and you said Alhamdulillah, you said loud enough, and people around you, they heard that as well. The Muslims around you, family, friends, they've heard you say Alhamdulillah.
Then they say Yarhamukallah.
Now, how important it is for them to say Yarhamukallah. How important is it for them?
Really, really important.
Really, really important.
Why they don't know what it means. What if they don't know how, the word?
You need to learn it.
Wajib is wajib for
and
them.
After Yarhamukallah, they have to say the person.
First, tell me how important is it.
Wajib.
We said it's sunnah to say Alhamdulillah after sneezing.
And it's wajib.
When you hear someone say
wajib.
It is wajib. It is important. It's very important. However, if someone is sneezing, if someone sneezed and said Alhamdulillah, the people around them, they should say, Yarhamukallah. When you say Alhamdulillah, you say, all praise be to Allah. And someone say, Yarhamukallah, may Allah have mercy on you. You're doing dua, okay? Yarhamukallah. May Allah have mercy on you. Now, if someone said Yarhamukallah, the first person, how should he reply?
Yahdikumullah wa yuslihu balakum.
Yeah, Yahdikumullah.
Hu wa yuslihu balakum.
Yes. You can also say Yaghfirullahu lana wa lakum. May Allah forgive us and you. MashaAllah. It's a beautiful thing, something to keep in mind as well. So whenever you sneeze, it's not that you just sneeze, let the sound out and that's it. There's manners about sneezing. Control yourself. If, you know, when you sneeze nice and loud, what happens? Sometimes you sprinkle your saliva, it comes out. You don't want that to go on anyone. It's not a nice thing. People, no one likes it. People want to stay away from you. These days, if you're close to someone, then people will think, oh, there's bacteria now. Oh, it's going to make me ill. People, you know, people have a different mindset these days. So it's not a nice thing anyway, but people, you know, don't put people into a difficult situation. Yeah? So whenever you sneeze, put your hand at the front.
What there is tissue.
Or if you don't have a tissue, you won't have time to get a tissue out. If you want to follow Hassan's formula, keep that tissue with you all the time because Mr. Sneeze can come anytime. You just have to sneeze. So if someone asks you, if you're in school, you're holding the tissue high, you say Hassan told you to hold the tissue because
of my sneeze. Yeah, because if you sneeze in your hand, then it's like germs all over your hand.
That's you can, why you wash it.
Then you can sew that out afterwards, can't you?
Yeah, but then it'd be like disgusting.
Yeah, but so when you sneeze, it's like an instant thing.
Why not prepare? Like, why not prepare?
Yeah, just keep the tissue. Just keep the tissue. Just wrap a tissue around your hand.
Yeah.
MashaAllah. SubhanAllah. Let's quickly go and see what's the answer for today. Do you guys know the answer?
Yeah, I think.
What was the question, Hashim? What's the quiz of the day?
I forgot. It wasn't.
Ooh, someone wasn't paying attention. Come on, Hassan.
Where is Sayyidina Amir Hamza's shrine?
Yeah, where is the blessed shrine of Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu? So, do you know who knows the answer?
Wait,
raise your hand. Don't shout the answer, then you spoil it.
I have a question. What's the battle of Uhud in Medina?
It's in Medina, actually.
Okay, yes, then I know where it is.
It's in Medina and in Uhud. Like,
it's in the... Uhud Sharif.
Yes, right?
How big is Mount Uhud?
Really big.
Wow, you got it right. Well done. Next time I'm going to go there, do take your measuring tape with you.
It's bigger than
mine.
It's huge. It's like something that you can see the whole. It's huge. It's like miles and miles long. It is huge. Subhanallah. May Allah take you all there, inshallah. May you wander on the blessed Mount of Uhud. You know, Uhud Sharif is so blessed. Oh, you know, subhanallah. By the way, did we give the answer? The answer is Uhud Sharif in Medina. Subhanallah. We're talking about Uhud Sharif. Uhud Sharif, the Mount Uhud, has a lot of history. One of them is Uhud Sharif has so much love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then when we talk about people who are ashikir Rasul. Talk about people who are
Ashik
Rasul. They have so much love for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. They have so much devotion. They have so much respect for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We know about Sahaba ikram. We know people. They are great, great examples in the history. But did you know, you heard of the story about the tree? There's a story about animals. The certain animals who have so much love for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And there is a mountain. A mountain, this particular mountain is Muhammad, Mount Uhud. Mount Uhud is a mount that loves the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. On one occasion, it is mentioned that once the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, when he took his blessed steps on Mount Uhud, when he stood on Mount Uhud, when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking on Mount Uhud, the Mount Uhud, in deep love and excitement that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is walking on me, Mount Uhud got so excited, it started shaking. So out of love, Mount Uhud used to shake. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam now said, Uhud, calm down. There is the reference about Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There's a beautiful narration that I just recalled. But the key thing to remember is Mount Uhud is that mountain that will be in Jannah as well. This mountain will go to paradise. Subhanallah. It has so much love for the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah, we had a lot of time today to discuss beautiful things in the memory of Battle of Uhud. Now it's time for us to take a leave. Inshallah Azawajal, we'll see you same time, same place, only on
Madani channel.
I love
Islam.
I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam. I love Islam.